Evacuation efforts collapse in Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A fourth attempt to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people from besieged cities in eastern Ukraine failing Tuesday.
The humanitarian corridors just did not work. The Russians promised access out of six cities. Oh, they only got access to one. 3,500 people leaving the city as foy. But in the others, people there remain under constant bombardment.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kiev. A plan for Poland to send MiG fighter jets to Ukraine has been shot down after Poland insisted the U.S. become the middleman.
The plan was to send these jets from Poland to Ramstein Air Base in Germany and have them fly missions over NATO. But the Pentagon, in a statement from John Kirby, said there are serious concerns, was the direct wording, about this plan. So clearly this is news that was not welcomed here on the ground in Ukraine from top officials, from President Zelensky on down.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Lviv. Ukraine's U.S. defense attaché says additional air defense capabilities are the number one priority for Ukraine's military right now. The defense ministers from Russia and Ukraine have agreed to meet in Turkey on Thursday. There are reports Ukraine will drop its demand to be considered for NATO membership, and Russia is no longer insisting that President Zelensky be removed from power. President Biden Tuesday banning Russian oil imports to the U.S.
That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
But the president said it will cost Americans at the gas pump. AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. went up 11 cents Tuesday, now $4.17 a gallon, much higher on the West Coast. Joplin, Missouri police officer shot midday Tuesday has now died of his injuries. Two other officers were wounded. The suspect, shot by police, has also died. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden in Fort Worth, Texas, Tuesday, promising military veterans they'll have easier access to health care.
The president said caring for veterans is a major plank of the unity agenda he spoke of during the State of the Union, along with fighting the opioid epidemic, treating mental health issues, and battling cancer. Honoring veterans is something the president says is not partisan.
We only have one truly sacred obligation. I mean this, sacred obligation. That is to train and equip those we send into harm's way and care for them and their families when they come home.
The president said Veterans Affairs is addressing all that plagues those who serve, from toxin exposure, from burn pits to high suicide rates after their tours. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A jury has been chosen for the trial of four men accused of conspiring to kidnap Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the early days of the pandemic. Opening statements expected in the morning. A federal court jury has convicted Guy Reffeth on charges stemming from the incursion at the U.S. Capitol last year. He potentially faces decades in prison. He'll be sentenced in June. Congress has completed work on a bill to cut costs for the U.S. Postal Service.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer channeled Stevie Wonder after the vote.
U.S. Postal Service, signed, sealed, and delivered, we're yours.
Schumer joined Democrats and Republicans in support of a $107 billion postal reform measure overhauling chief contributors to the agency's debt. The legislation eases budget requirements for benefit plans to be paid in advance, ensures six-day-a-week mail delivery, and increases transparency about delivery times. The 79-19 vote in the Senate followed a 342-92 vote in the House last month. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.